Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, in the postgame yesterday, you talked about Lake State size defensively. We also talked about Brendan Harris's speed. Being college football bowl season, I've watched a ton of football, and they're always saying, you know what, you can maybe coach and scheme up against size, but you can't against speed. Is the same true in hockey?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously, Schultz, I think it's common knowledge. If you have speed, it's a huge advantage. You know, no question about that. I mean, then you have the intangibles. Hockey sense. Do you have hockey sense? Do you have grit? There's so many things that go with it. But boy, I mean, it's obviously, again, coming out of the block, speed is everything. And if you can add everything else with it, you got yourself a heck of a hockey player, because they just have so many attributes then.
I also need to clarify. I asked you about Brendan Harris's defensive play, and I got to thinking about it afterwards. I'm like, man, I hope people weren't thinking that I was saying that he never played defense before. But at what point was defense really, really a prerequisite to being a good offensive forward?
Well, I think the better defense you play, the more time you're going to have in the offensive zone. I mean, we always talk about defending quick. Staying on, being above the puck, staying on the defensive side of your man. If you've got good defensive habits, you not only got a good hockey team, but you have the ability of winning every game, but it also helps in the offensive zone. If you're weak defensively, that means you're going to spend more time in the zone, and you're going to be spending more time away from the puck, and you're going to spend more time defending. And when you're spending more time defending, by the time you get the puck out of the zone, you're line changing. So it goes hand in hand, Schultze.
Who have been some of your top defensive centers, especially over the years?
Well, Matt Reed and Andrew Murray, the two best I've ever had, and they both play in the National Hockey League. You got to have depth to your game, and those guys were so accountable on both sides of the puck, where at times it hurt them offensively. They probably would have put up better offensive numbers if they cheated more, but also, that's just not the type of people they are, and that's not the type of players they are, and there's a reason why they play in the National Hockey League.
Chris McKelvey was always a guy that you'd throw out there against your opponent's best line as well. Guys don't, and you don't especially either, match forward lines as much if you're at home and you're able to match lines. You match defensemen. When did that kind of change?
Well, I mean, we've always done that. And I think if you've got a really strong defensive line, and Chris McKelvey and Tyler Larkey, those guys were a strong defensive combination right there. And Chris, speaking of speed, Chris had that speed where he could recover if there was a breakdown, if there was a mistake. Chris had the ability of recovering because of his speed, but Chris was also 6'2". He had speed and he had size, and he's also a very good defensive center and a heck of a penalty killer. But at the end of the day, Schultz, if you've got a strong defensive line, and that's your shutdown line, and you're putting those guys out as much as you can against ones. I think we got probably two or three lines. We don't probably have that shutdown line, but we also feel we've got good depth and balance in our forward lines. All of them actually play very good defense. So I'm not as consumed so often like I probably have in the past when we've had some good defensive, really just a straight out, flat out defensive line.
More with Coach Ceratore when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. One player I failed to talk about last night in the postgame yesterday that I really wanted to was Carter Jones. How's his game evolved now in year two?
Jones, he's coming around. He's got good offensive instincts. He can really shoot the puck. He gets a good release. And we're just trying to get him to play with more pace. And that's the biggest thing. When he plays with more pace, he's a threat. Jonesy needs to play with pace, and he needs to be physical. And when he does, he's into the game. And when he's not, he's watching too much. But I think he's getting a lot more consistency to his game, and I really like where he's at. And we're putting him with, we have him right now with Somoza and Harris, because we just feel, again, that he adds a dimension to that line.
Ethan Gower will be your extra skater today. For those that missed it yesterday, transferred in from Anchorage. How nice is it to get a defenseman back in that extra skater role and have that extra defenseman at your disposal?
Well, it's nice. There's no question, because you only have six of them, and by adding a seventh right there, you're giving yourself a little bit of an insurance policy, whether they're in the penalty box, whether somebody gets, injured, whether somebody gets booted out of the game, and, whatever it might be. It's good to have a little depth in that position.
I asked you about how you recruited him yesterday. Now I'll ask you, what's his best attribute on the ice?
He can really skate. I mean, he's a really good skater. That's the one thing that stands out in the early going right now. But we're trying to figure him out, too. And they didn't skate that much the last half of the first semester. up there. So, you know, we're just trying to – he's trying to figure out a lot of things. It's overwhelming right now. There's a lot of things being thrown at him right now. So, no, it's just I can't tell you as much as you probably want. You know, you want to hear, Schultz. We just got to let this play out a little bit, and he needs to be with us longer. He's only been with us for five practices.
The truth is what it is, Tom.
Yeah.
Brennan Harris's first goal yesterday right after a penalty had expired. Your power play went 0 for yesterday. Is it as simple as saying, you know, that you're missing Elias back there, or is there something else going on with the power play right now?
Well, I thought our power play was outstanding last night, so I have no issues. I mean, I thought our possession game was outstanding. I thought our ability of making plays, I thought our shot distribution, I thought our passing. I thought we had a lot of good looks, to be honest with you, Schultz. So we didn't convert, but I saw a lot of good things.
I'll let you answer the age-old fan question. They always want you to shoot more. Are you shooting enough on the power play?
Well, you want to, you try to. That's that's obviously the goal. But the people watching on stream or listening on the radio aren't seeing what those guys are seeing in front of them too. And those guys, they pack it in pretty tight, to be honest with you, and it's not easy. You've got to get, you notice what we're doing. We're trying to do a lot of rolling and a lot of misdirection because
get those big guys to move.
Well, they're tight. They're playing tight. They don't get extended. That's why we have a lot of possession. That's why we have a lot of puck possession against those guys. And they run a diamond in the zone. They don't run a rotating box like we do. And so when you do that, you have